Cold, bitter day. The street deserted. Music store, the only shop open. I stand outside, my hands are jammed in my empty pockets. A bunch of guitars crowd eager in the front, but an old battered acoustic in the back spoke to me. Cracked whisper voice, hey buddy, you wanna go for a ride? I'm skeptical, this guitar is almost dust. I say, what you got in mind, old timer? That guitar pushed its way to the front, saintly, sincere. Go for a ride, boy. Ancient faces, chariot races, forbidden places, exotic embraces, pyramid construction, camel riding, time machine gliding, white light fever believer, ride your thunder, Texaco, Mexico, gas car, go, ride the lightning, ride the wild surf, ride a white swan, Jenny, take a motherfucking ride for God's sake. I said, whoa, hold on there, chatty baby. Say, how old are you anyway, guitar? And that guitar said, I was born in 37, on the road by 11, I can play as sweet as an axe from heaven. I need a partner to start here, like the James Boys, Frank and Jesse, like the Untouchables, with the Elliot Nessie, like Bonnie and Clyde when they get aggressive, like Romeo and Juliet, they start their caressing, like Bottles and James, pause to refresh it, like salt and pepper, like to see them undressing, like Sid and Nancy, dead and gone, God bless it, like the Everly Brothers, how the voices they mention, like Jake LaMotta and his brother Joe Pesci. Whoa, hold on, Tandem Ted. Say, how much you cost, guitar? The guitar said, I'm $200. I said, I only got $10. That guitar said, well, you go through the door over there, you give that $10 to the man behind the counter. It's called a layaway. You're gonna pound the balance off quick, you know, when your ship comes in. So I gave that man the $10, and I waited for my ship to come in. I go down the dock every day, my little boning sneakers, my sailor's cap, my Thurston Howell, the third blazer, my fish sticks, I bought binoculars, I scanned the seven seas, no ship. I launched flares, I went to nautical school. I got a job as a longshoreman. I learned how to walk like Marlon Brando when on the waterfront. I studied Moby Dick. I got a tattoo that read Ishmael, no ship. I sold sails. I drank with pirates. I yo-ho-hoed in a bottle of rum like a post sea shanties. I rented Jaws. I watched reruns of the Love Boat. I collected coral. I lived in a lighthouse. I bought scuba gear. I hired divers to raise the Titanic. I took the confession of the old man of the sea. I bribed Charlie Jonah. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. Bingo ships, but not mine. You know, I anticipated a very cold winter of ice fishing. But my wife paid off the guitar as a birthday present. Epilogue. Crime and Punishment is a love story. The Crying Game, that's a love story. All this bullshit about the guitar ultimately distills to a love story. Now I gotta write the hooky chorus for the big hit record. And just like James Blunt, I'm gonna bring home the fucking bacon. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants, absorbent and porous and yellow as me. SpongeBob SquarePants. I'll tell you a little funny story, and there's nothing worse than some father telling the cute stories about their kid, but fuck you, I'm gonna tell it anyway. On St. Patrick's Day, my kid couldn't understand why Patrick got his own day, but SpongeBob didn't. That's true. It's a love story. It's a love story. It's a love story.